Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 14. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Peter chapter 4. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ has gotten quite a bit of attention the last few days. I dare say it's had more attention outside the church than it has had for a very long time. But don't be dismayed. God is not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that one will also reap. We don't have to worry about it. But you have seen what the pagan world thinks about Jesus. Those Olympic organizers put that tableau of drag queens and assorted others who purposely lampooned the Lord's Supper. They were scantily dressed, treated the Lord and his Holy Communion as a joke, like middle school girls twittering away and making jokes. They think it's funny. Then they attempted to gaslight us by saying it was about Dionysus and a bacchanal, but that quickly has fallen flat. The organizers have since apologized if you took offense, but of course, you taking offense is the real offense. We saw different reactions in the church. Some were shocked, rightly so. Some weren't. That is a bit disturbing. There's expressions of anger and disgust. Some want to start a Facebook campaign of putting good pictures up on the internet. I suppose you can do that if it makes you feel good. There's a lot of grumbling and talking about it. And that's probably as far as it will ever go. Because frankly, we've grown complacent about such things. And there really isn't anything you can do about it. Why would you seriously be surprised about what you saw? Why do you think it's strange? Christianity is generally despised in Europe. The same thing is taking place here. Paganism is resurging. Things are not the same as they were 50, 30, even 5 years ago. There isn't really much reason for you to be surprised. Maybe we're surprised because we naively think that Christianity holds sway in society yet. But that's not true anymore, and it won't be in our lifetimes. We better get used to that. Have we put too much trust in princes, in red and blue politics, in the next election, and not kept our Lord first? Has the name of the Lord been kept holy out among us outside the Sunday morning service? Has his word been kept sacred among us? Have we trusted more in the words of our so-called leaders, local and national, who have worked to tear down what our forefathers built? Have we loved the supper of our Lord, or have we treated it as an everyday thing? Don't make the service last too long, Pastor. Have our lives been adorned with reverence and holiness, or have we become casual about everything? I suspect you know the answer. Repent. The question still stands, why have you been surprised at what you saw? Are you surprised at the trial, though it's not yet fiery? Do you still wonder that these things are strange and out of place? You should expect to suffer for the name of Jesus. When he is mocked, you are mocked. When he is insulted, you are insulted. And so perhaps instead of limp outrage, we can begin to pray for our enemies. Father, forgive them. I say to you, be glad that attention's been drawn to the Lord's Supper. While they meant it for mocking and cruel jesting, The Lord can use it for good for you, to remind you of the Holy Supper's beauty and holiness. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ given for you. What an opportunity we have been given to think about Jesus and his supper. You know your sin. You know your need for forgiveness. Don't let the pagans make you ashamed of that. Don't let them drive you to outrage and hate. Look to Jesus. Use this time for fixing your eyes upon him. Use this as an opportunity to rejoice in the gift and renew your love for it. What a good opportunity to talk about others to Jesus and his gifts. They gave it to you. Think on him who took on your flesh in the Blessed Virgin. Think on him who suffered cruel mocking at the hands of sinners, was crowned with thorns, was lifted up on the cross. Think of him who rose bodily from the dead, ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father to rule all things for your good. You are never out of his mind. And he has given the supper for you who are baptized into his holy name. This is the blood that poured forth and washed the world clean. This is the blood that opened heaven. This is the blood that is the salvation of our souls. So let us breathe out a repentant prayer. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. You are the baptized. You love the Lord's salvation. Pray for your enemies. Pray for those who do not know him, that they would be drawn to him and to live in him as we do and as he lives in us. Hear again how the church of old spoke, and take up their courage and their steadfastness during the coming days of trial and testing. You've heard this before, but it's good to hear. Let us return from the table like lions breathing fire, having become terrible to the devil, thinking on our head and on the love that he has shown for us. Our Lord says, I feed you with my own flesh, desiring that you be nobly born and holding forth good hopes for your future. I have willed to become your brother. For your sake, I shared in flesh and blood. And in turn, I give you the flesh and blood by which I became your kinsman. This blood causes the image of our King to be fresh within us. It produces a beauty unspeakable. It prevents the nobleness of our souls from wasting away. It nourishes our souls and works in them a mighty power. This blood, if taken rightly, drives away devils and keeps them far from us, while it calls the angels and the Lord of angels to us. For wherever they see the Lord's blood, devils flee, and the angels run together. Don't be surprised, brothers and sisters. These things are not strange to us, and they are not strange to our fathers before us. I say to you, rejoice in the mocking aimed at your Savior. Your rejoicing will be still greater when he appears in his glory and comes with his angels to take you to the place that he has prepared for you. Lift up your heads. You know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep, for salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.